Hello, it's Rich Wilson aboard Great American Floor. It's February 15th, 1000 hours GMT. Our position is 36 degrees north and 33.5 degrees west. We now have the fractional Jenniker up, the downwind sail, and one reef in the mainsail. Made the change in the middle of last night, which was quite dramatic to make a big sail change on the foredeck in the middle of the night. It took over an hour to get the Genoa, which is our big masthead to the bow, upwind sail, furled and down and into its bag, and then get the fractional Jenniker, which is to the bowsprit, and about three-quarters of the way up the mast. Those two can't be up at the same time because the cables cross. So that's why I had to get one down first and get the other up after. Had good conditions to do it. It took over an hour, got it done, no mishaps, which was good. We did have the bat car come apart again when the mainsail was flatting. So that's a bit problematic. It's on the first reef. And so then after that, the routing has always been to head up into to the edge of this huge depression that's in the northwest part of the North Atlantic Ocean, and never really liked that idea. So, in fact, we've jibed early and are now heading for the Azores, through the Azores, and actually quite close to the long-term course for the finish, which is always nice, just to at least, even if it's going to change between now and then, we're for some period of time heading in the right direction, heading for the finish. So that's good. We're making about 10, 11, 12 knots, it's a nice day out. We're in a high that's adjacent to this big low pressure system, and we'll have to do a few jibes along the way to sort of keep out of the new Azores high that will develop. We don't want to get caught in that, but we'll probably go about 18 hours like this and then jibe, and then perhaps another jibe back, another dozen or so hours after that. So that's the current plan. All's well aboard, we'll check in with you again tomorrow. The American Floor Officer.